Germans, it turns out, have fewer friends than Americans, but that doesn't mean they feel more alone. That's what John Cacioppo says, and he's an expert on loneliness. He's director of the University of Chicago's Center of Cognitive and Social Neuroscience, and this year he co-authored a book on loneliness. Cacioppo says Americans are becoming increasingly isolated, but they don't suffer from it as much as people in some other parts of the world.
Surprisingly, collectivist cultures, Italy, China, have higher levels of loneliness, higher feelings of isolation from others than do individualistic cultures like the United States, Denmark, Sweden. The reason for that is in cultures where the norm is to be with other people, to be in relationships, to be with family, in those circumstances where you feel disconnected, it's extremely isolating feeling when you look around and others are with friends and family.
So on the loneliness scale, where do Americans seem to rate?
We have about 20%, it's rising to around 25% of Americans at any moment in time would report feeling frequently or intensely lonely.
Are people becoming more lonely or less lonely in today's interconnected world with computers and chat groups and things like that?
We've looked at America and China to try to address that question. And in both cases, what you see demographically is an increase in people living isolated lives. In America, for instance, 20 years ago, in response to the question, how many people in whom can you confide, the most frequent answer was 3. That question was asked again at the beginning of this decade, and the most frequent answer was 0.
That's amazing.
So that's a dramatic change. However, in Germany, they have fewer friends than Americans, and yet they don't feel greater loneliness. What it means to have a friend is different in Germany than in the United States. We tend to think of friends as acquaintances. The individual who's promoting lots of friends on their Facebook site, the more the friends listed, doesn't mean that one is less lonely. In fact, it can increase loneliness if you don't actually have contact with the individuals, whereas in Germany, to call someone a friend means that you can trust them, you can confide in them. So the meaning of friends is different.
Would you say that technology has contributed to that growing sense of isolation you just mentioned?
One of the factors contributing to it is just the aging of the population and the increase in independent living. People are waiting longer to marry. People are having fewer kids. People are traveling more and putting themselves in situations where they are not around friends and family. They don't have the time to develop the friends and family that we once had. So those are the factors that seem to be contributing most. Technology itself plays a dual role. If technology is being used as a replacement, as a substitute for face-to-face contact, it's essentially equivalent to eating celery when you're hungry. It feels like it's satisfying immediately, but in very short order, you feel even hungrier for contact with other people. If, however, technology is being used as a way to connect with other individuals, if you're isolated because of some physical circumstance or disability, the web actually increases your connectedness to other people.
Does that in any way mean that people in developing countries, people who might not have access to cell phones as much or computers as much, are they less likely to be lonely?
Again, it really depends on how they're used. Africa, is a continent that uses cell phones a great deal, and it's a device on average that's used to coordinate activity and to connect. And so that's a case where technology in a developing set of countries is, in fact, promoting contact and commerce.
John Cacioppo is director of the University of Chicago's Center for Cognitive and Social Neuroscience, and he's the co-author of Loneliness, Human Nature, and the Need for Social Connection. Thank you.
Thank you.